Welcome to Devash Lefi. Good morning. Boker Tov. We're looking at first love in Ephesians, at the Ephesian believers in Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. And we're going to continue there. He says, after commending them for, I count eight wonderful tributes, wonderful traits that they have, that he mentions of them. He says you are... I know your deeds, your toil, your patient endurance. Remember, hupomone, you're remaining under difficulties and not giving up, basically. How you cannot bear, you cannot carry evil. You don't stand evil. You've tested those, and you've been in the battle testing those that claim to be apostles and have found them to be liars. You've patient endurance, hupomone again, and you've endured. Bastazo, you bared for my name's sake, for his name's sake, which is a very Jewish term, by the way, for the sake of the name, those who die for the sake of the name. And you've not grown weary. You've not become beaten down and exhausted. But then he says, I have this against you. You've left your first love. To leave our first love for the Lord. We never want that to happen. It's something every believer is cautious of, just aware of. We don't want to hear that phrase, Revelation 2:4. I keep wanting to say Ephesians. It's the congregation of Ephesus, but they left their first love, and it means to literally send away. They sent it away. Well, what happened? What happened? And what? How does it happen to us? It means to literally. The Greek word is aphimai. It means to, in the aorist tense, to let go, to let it go. You've sent away your first love, to allow it become less intense. It can mean to forsake or to abandon it. He said you've let go your first love, and this is what I have against you. You know, when there's no longer a hunger for God's word, we lose the hunger. We don't want to. We know, someone says the Bible's just sitting there, rather than we hunger for it. We hunger and thirst for it, and to hear His voice. But and I mentioned this verse, Jeremiah chapter 2, where God says to Israel, "Cry, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the devotion of your youth, when you were young, your love as a bride." When you were just newly, we were just newly wedded, newly married, you went after me in the desert, in a land not sown. You were holy. Israel was holy. Kadosh to the Lord, the first fruits. So God says, how do we restore it? How do we get it back? Well, we love because He first loved us in 1 John 4:10, 4:19. Herein is love. This is love. Not that we love God. In this is love. Not that our love doesn't start with us, starts with Him. So we have to be rightly aligned to His love, and that ignites in us a love for Him and His word. So it starts with us being rightly aligned to His love for us. And we can get distracted. We can get tempted. We can become more proud and overconfident. We become proud and we get distanced. We start to become reliant on ourselves. And or maybe we get wounded. Sometimes we get wounded and hurt and we withdraw. Well, he says, remember from then, in verse 5, remember then from where you have fallen. Remember from where you've fallen. Here's the solution. Here's the antidote. Here's the remedy. Remember from where you've fallen. You know, remember. Take a step back. And this is what the word repent means. He says repent. Repent, it's metanoia in the Greek, which literally means to perceive afterwards, the mind receiving afterwards. But the really meaning is the Hebrew. The Hebrew, remember, Jewish book. It's really a Jewish book. And it really is from teshuvah, shuv, to return, to return. He says repent, return. It really means to move backwards. Shuv is to move backwards. You move backwards so that you can move forward. Move backwards so that you can begin to move forward. He says, repent and do the deeds that you did at first. Now remember, he commends them for, I count eight things here. He says, you guys are great. You're doing great. My goodness. You're not giving up. You're holding tough in tough times. He says, you're doing great. but you've lost, you've left the first love you had for me. So do the deeds you did at first. Well, first love, God, their first love for the Lord and being aligned to God's first love for them had led to their first deeds, to their first works, their first deeds. So if I'm aligned to God's love for me, rightly aligned, I'm going to be passionate to do my first deeds. It's not works in the sense of doing because I have to do it. It's because I want to. I'm motivated, like in the parasha this week, by the way, where those that build the temple are building the temple not because the Spirit of God puts it in their hearts. Their hearts are motivated. And I believe the heart is used some 12 or 14 times. The lev, word for heart, is in the book of Exodus, chapter later chapters here. It's used multiple times, different aspects of the heart. The heart is motivated by God. So our first deeds are from our first love for God. He's the one that first motivates us. And it calls him, he says, and if not, if that doesn't happen, he says, remember, this is the concern. I'll come and remove your menorah, your lampstand, the menorah, from its place unless you repent, unless you have teshuvah, shuv, unless you move backward so you can move forward. Move backward so you can move forward. And this has been the case, you know, through history. Many congregations have lost their menorahs. They've left their menorahs have been moved, removed from their place when, and their lights are no longer their witness. The witness is no longer there. They're no longer shining for the Lord. There's no longer a passion, a hunger for outreach, hunger for the Bible, an excitement over the Bible, and a hunger to reach others, to witness their witness, and they become, frankly, useless as far as heaven goes. And the love of God isn't present. So God says in Hosea 2, therefore I'll allure you for Israel, regarding Israel. I'll allure her. I'll bring her into the desert and speak comfort to her. I'll give her her vineyards from there. The valley, I love this, one of my favorite verses, the valley of Achor, the valley of trouble, as a door of hope. He's going to give Israel the valley of trouble as a door of hope. What a promise. What a promise. God gives you the valley of trouble, the valley of Achor, and he turns it into, the Hebrew is petach tikva, a door of hope, an opening of hope. She shall sing there as in the days of her youth. As in the days of her youth. Ah, got the first love back. As in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt, and it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me Ishi, my husband, and no longer call me my master, Baali. No longer this formal, no longer this distance, this formal relationship, my master, but it's intimate, my husband. The intimacy is back. Listen, we are resilient. We come back. We don't quit. Resilience means able to withstand and recover quickly from difficult conditions. Did you know that? It's an amazing word, resilience. We are resilient. And this is, God says, you come back, you repent, you come back, you return, and I'll do the rest. We'll continue on this, and the rest, we'll finish it up Friday, God willing. Yom Shishi, Friday, finish this up. He gives an amazing promise to eat from the tree of life. We'll see what that is and what the promise is for these believers at Ephesus. You have a Yom Tov Shalom.